It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, West Michigan. It's Saturday morning. It's sunny. Get out and fire up your grill. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live out at Plums Market on 4 Mile Road just west of Alpine. I think the address is 1025 4 Mile Road. They have got a ton of meat and seafood specials going on out here. I tell you what, you've got to come by because there are lots of great things to throw on your grill. But Bob, speaking of throwing things on the grill, you went to the East Coast this week, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Rob Russell and I were out in Philadelphia playing. Actually, we didn't play golf. It's a fundraiser that Dick Vermeil does. This was the 19th annual Boy Scouts fundraiser by Coach Vermeil. He, of course, was the Eagles coach for years. Then he coached the Rams and went on to take the Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs to the Super Bowl. And just a tremendous guy. He's been a friend for some time, and Rob introduced me to him, and this was the first time I ever got to actually work with him for an entire day. And the guy's amazing to see all the friends and all the it was a celebrity golf classic, and I met so many NFL players, and I got to be friends with a few of them, and just I'm telling you, a great group of guys, and these people love Coach.
Well, and they love the barbecue, too, don't they?
Well, Coach has a culture of barbecue, and a couple of his good buddies, I've interviewed a few of them here. You're going to hear them throughout the show. But, yeah, these boys, I mean, they're big, beefy guys, and they were sucking down the hog, man. They couldn't get it fast enough. My son Jordan went with me, and, of course, Jordan's a football player. He'll be playing his senior year this year. This is last year, so I think a pretty big thrill for a 17-year-old to be able to go out and hang out with a bunch of NFL stars.
Yeah, what'd you cook them?
We smoked butt. We did chicken. We just threw out the whole gonzo on them, and these guys they couldn't eat fast enough.
Yeah.
Several repeat offenders coming through the line.
Yeah, well, you recorded an interview with the coach, didn't you?
Yeah, this is a short segment. I sat down with Coach on the 18th hole and just chatted for a little bit, and you can listen in right now and hear how this went. This is Coach Dick Vermeil.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. I am in Pennsylvania right now, and I'm talking with Coach Vermeil. We're at the 19th annual Dick Vermeil Boy Scouts of America Invitational. And it's a beautiful course and a beautiful day, and I'm just real happy for you that you had such a great turnout, Coach.
Yeah, you know, Bob, it's going real well. I think this is going to be one of our more successful, if not most successful, events. And having you here and Rob Russell here and your son here barbecuing for these guys as they go by has been a highlight. Nothing like that has been done here before, so it's different, and they're talking about
cool.
It. So we appreciate your support.
Hey, we're happy to be here, and my son Jordan's thrilled to meet all of you and your friends, and you hang with a pretty good crowd.
Well, there's been some fine old retired pro football players go by there, and of course Vince Papale of Invincible was there, and
yep.
I think he got to meet Jordan.
Yes, he did.
Ron Jaworski here, Mike Mayock, all these guys you see on national television.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's fun for a young person like your son.
It is, but I think it's really cool for these guys that are sitting around you right here right now. We got some fine young Boy Scouts, and this is going to help your troops, your local Boy Scout
no question.
Squad, and it's good funding.
Yeah, no
and you're
question.
Going to raise about how much today?
I think we'll come close to $150,000 net.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
right.
It's the number one fundraiser for the Chester County Council here, for the Boy Scouts here. Actually, we're in Phoenixville. We're about 40 miles out of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And it's a great community. It's a great golf course. And the county itself is wonderful. And they do a great job with the Boy Scouts program.
Now, when you're not around, all these guys are coming up to me by the grill, and they're wanting to know about your grill skills.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm getting better.
I know.
You
know
I've taken
No, they're all the kind of, you know, they're like trying to verify if you're really as good as everybody says you are.
Well, the problem is when you change barbecue grills and smoker ovens, all the techniques change. They're all different, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
And I've really learned to use the good one now, and it's taken me some time. I've got a great big one.
Yeah,
and
you've got the rodeo like me.
Rodeo,
yep.
It's a huge one, and it takes more experience to use it properly, but Rob Russell has given me some help on it, backup support, and I've actually called them on the phone of a middle of a cookout. Okay?
I've heard some great stories from guys watching the Super Bowl with you and whatever.
Yeah.
They'd say you looked like a ghost out on the patio because you're just in a cloud of smoke.
But they can see my glass of wine. I'll tell you that. Glass of wine and a barbecue, I'm living.
That's nice. Well, this being the 19th annual, maybe next year Rob and I'll pony up and come on out here and we'll put on a little better barbecue for you.
Well, I tell you, it was very good right now and appreciate it because you drove all the way from Michigan.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And Rob flew in out of Kansas City. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a long way to go and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I hope it ends up being worthwhile for you guys. Because I know Frank LeMaster's ordering one. Frank was my inside linebacker.
That's right.
I'll have all four linebackers off my 80 Super Bowl team here tonight.
That's sweet.
And they all love barbecue.
Good. Well, that's awesome. And, I got a chance to meet Hal. He's my new dealer here from Halco, so it's all good.
Great. Yeah,
well, listen, thanks a lot, Coach, and appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, well, sorry about that audio. It's a new recorder I brought with me, and it was a little bit weak, but you get the gist of it. This guy is I think when he lived in Kansas City, he really got the bug for barbecue. And I'm probably... I don't know how to describe a guy like Coach, but he's one of these people that everybody likes and is kind to everyone. If you meet him once, you're his friend, and he'll remember your name. And that, to me, is a star quality. But I saw 6'7" giants hugging this guy, and Coach isn't all that big. But these guys would just start, they'd hug him, and they wouldn't let go of him. I thought he was going to pass out a couple times.
Well, that's a great experience, Bob. I was looking at our Facebook site, The Grilling Guys on Facebook, and you've posted some of the pictures. Looks like you guys were having a great time, and Jordan got to meet some cool people out there, and you were throwing down here. We also got a picture of there of after you left. I busted out the Grilling Guys T-shirts, and if you come by today, we'll give you one of those. We're up here at Plums Market, but we busted out T-shirts and took a group photo of, again, that small group of 20 that turned into 40 at the party. But you know what? That was a great time, too.
Looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So if you are listening, if you're on Facebook, if you haven't friended us yet, you're missing out because our friends on Facebook get, like, treats. So for the next five people that friend us on Facebook right now, we've got some Kogel certificates. And these Kogel certificates are good for Viennas. You get two packs of Viennas for free. We'll mail them to you. Friend us and send us a message with your mailing address. We'll pop them in the mail after the show. And you have got like $10 worth of Kogel Viennas. And if you've never had one, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, right. They're fantastic. You know, another thing, Bob, if you're trying to grill on a budget here, this up here at Plums, they've got some great stuff going on. Now, they've got pork spare ribs. And I think sometimes people get baby back ribs and spare ribs confused. Baby backs are going to run you about $3.99 to $4.99 a pound, but they've got pork spare ribs here for $1.99 a pound. And I'm telling you what, there's a little bit of technique you need to know to make these good, but they're every bit as good as baby back ribs if you do them right.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I was impressed that Melissa was using spares for her competition. Most people, Saugatuck Brewery just pulled up. Here's Barry Johnson coming up. But most people will not do spares on a competition because they're scared. So good for her. I would take a spare over a baby back any day.
Yeah, so it's further back on the hog. It's a little bit longer bone.
It's further down away from the spine.
Right. Yep.
Baby backs are right up on the back. These are further down, and then you get down near the brisket. So you get a little bit of brisket meat on a traditional spare. When you trim it up, you have a St. Louis rib. And
what is that, Bob, when you say a St. Louis rib, for those that don't know?
It's what most people consider a spare rib.
Okay.
It's your perfectly cut 6 inches wide and, a foot and a half long, your perfect rack of ribs. Nice and flat. The beautiful thing about spares is they're very uniform, whereas baby backs tend to taper off. You've got two different thicknesses. You can overdo one end and, undercook the other.
Right.
If you're not using a good one or a decent smoker. So, anyway, that's about all the ribs.
Got to make sure you take that silver skin off the back. That makes all the difference in the world
you
when you're grilling those.
The membrane, yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. But we are happy to know that Barry Johnson just wheeled up from Saugatuck Brewery. We're going to have him on in the next segment. We're also going to have our cowboy Rob Russell come in and another one of Bob's interviews from the from the out east when he was out there with Coach Dick Vermeil. He's going to hit us with that Southern mac and cheese. Going to talk a little bit about a gadget called a grill mat. Got several more recipes, and I'm telling you, you got to get out here to Plums. We're at 1025 4 Mile, just west of Alpine. There are a lot of great specials out here.
And coming up next, Saugatuck Brewery.
We'll be back.